الحمد لله، الحمد لله كفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is only the great benevolence and virtue and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enabled us to pass through and to be alive through this Mubarak, blessed month of Ramadan. We all know 2 months prior, before the month of Ramadan, we were making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. 2 months before, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, that, O Allah, bless us in Rajab, in Sha'ban, and keep us alive in the month of Ramadan. We were making this dua. Another dua we were making in the month of Ramadan: Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. That, O Allah, the gist of the dua is, keep us, our health intact for the month of Ramadan, and accept the month of Ramadan from us. So these du'as were being made and taught to us by none other than our Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us these du'as. Why? To inculcate and to remind ourselves of the great status and virtue of the month of Ramadan that we just passed through. In one hadith is mentioned that in Ramadan, we are given 5 specialities in the month of Ramadan. We've heard this so many times before. I just want to highlight one of those 5 things. And that is, on the last night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the minor sins of those who've observed fasting in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us alive in the month of Ramadan, where even virtues were greater. You do a nafil act, you get the reward of a farz act. You do a farz act, you get the reward of 70 times more. There was Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan. There were such great virtues. Every act was multiplied so many times over. Such a great month. We all are saying, every person today is talking about the same thing. And that is how quick the month of Ramadan came and went. How quick it was. Before we knew it, the month of Ramadan was over. Brothers, that is the example of our lives. Before we know it, within a few years living in this world, even if a person has to live for 70 to 80 years, which is very rare today, even that too is really, in reality, short and nothing compared to the eternal life of the hereafter. So that is why Ramadan has come just as one month. If Ramadan was the entire year, as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum desired, Sahaba desired that the entire year, entire 12 must be Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that it's just one out of the 12 months. And it comes every year. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us alive for many, many more Ramadans. Say ameen, brothers, inshaAllah. So this is a fervent dua we always make. Why? Because Ramadan teaches us a lesson. And that lesson is what we have to learn from Ramadan, so that the remainder 11 months, we must inculcate the important lesson and message of Ramadan. It's not Ramadan does not just does not come merely to fast, to stay away from eating, drinking, to read Taraweeh in the evening, and to make some extra ibadah, and say, MashaAllah, we have observed Ramadan. Ramadan has come to inculcate, to rekindle one special quality that every Muslim has to have in his life. And that is the quality of taqwa. This is the message of Eid. The important message for all of us. And that is, do not forget the purpose for fasting. What was the purpose for us that we were supposed to be fasting for to obtain in our lives? That is the true fear of Allah. The consciousness of Allah. Allah is watching me at all times. Wherever, however I be, Allah is watching me. Whatever situation it be. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيِّدًا هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, wherever you can be, death will still come to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has access to you. Even though if you have to be in fortified towers, wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Allah is with us. Allah knows every and anything that we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to depict and to describe to Musa alayhi salam what was his status of knowledge and his encompassing aspect of knowledge and information of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam to take a huge stick, something very strong, very powerful, and strike it on a rock. Musa alayhi salam did accordingly. The rock split. Told him to continue. He struck the second part of the rock. Again it split. He struck the third part of the rock. It split again and continued in that way so many times over. Right under, right at the bottom, on the last piece of that rock, Musa alayhi salam, he saw an ant that was walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, oh Musa, you are Kalimullah. You speak to me all the time. You have direct contact with me. But that ant, that is not a prophet of Allah. That ant that is right under so many different rocks. You continued striking those rocks until you reach right at the bottom, where you yourself were tired. But that ant was walking right at the bottom of the rock, right inside, right in the deep recesses, the depths of the rock. I know every movement of that ant. I know what tasbih, what dhikr that ant is making of me. The lengthy dhikr, what that ant was reading. What tasbih that ant was reading. It's a lengthy dhikr, lengthy tasbih. But the gist of it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicted to Musa alayhi salam, that, oh Musa, you speak to me directly. Here this ant is hidden right at the bottom of the rock. Right in the depths of the rock. And I know every movement of that ant. I know every statement, every letter uttered by that ant. Brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that we are doing. In the month of Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amunu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you believe, enter into Islam, into your submission to Allah, in totality, completely, fully. Do not be seasonal worshippers. Where when the month of Ramadan comes, mashallah, the masjids are full. We will give extra charity. We will read extra of the Quran Sharif. We will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Rather, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. You are a Muslim all the time. You submit to the will of Allah all the time. Whether it be Ramadan, out of Ramadan, whether it be Hajj, whether it be Umrah, whether it be in on those specific auspicious nights, all the time we have to realize Ramadan came to teach us this lesson. Consciousness of Allah. Allah is watching. Allah knows everything. And Allah Ta'ala not only makes us through the month of Ramadan enable ourselves to fear Him, but He rewards us after that. That once Ramadan comes to you, it's a reminder for you to fear Him, to have His consciousness in your mind all the time. But on top of that, when you adopt taqwa, Allah consciousness in your life, Allah even rewards you. There's so many rewards mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah ta'ala says Himself in the Quran Sharif, who fears Allah, he has the true consciousness of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah opens, makes out ways for him, opens doors for him, and makes out solutions for his problems in life. Today we are looking for solutions everywhere. We have financial problems, we're looking for solution. We have a medical problem, we're looking for solution. We have so many different predicaments, problems in life. We are looking for solutions. What is the solution to my problem? Many people will resort to haram and non-permissible means to resolve their situation, their problem, their predicament, to come out of their situation. That brings upon them more curse and la'nat and ghadab. Allah's anger comes upon them more by them adopting those haram means. Many of them will resort to permissible means. A person has a medical problem. He needs medical attention. That's all permissible for him. But remember that trust is in Allah. A person has a financial situation, financial problem. He resorts to permissible means, not the haram means. But he trusts in Allah. Allah says, for all your problems, I will solve all your problems. And what is the recipe? What is the method? What do we adopt, have to do in our lives? For us, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resolve all our problems. That is Allah's fear in our lives. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah opens the way out. Allah finds solutions for you in life. Soon as you have His consciousness in your mind all the time. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Second benefit. The first is all your problems will be solved. Second thing, يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will sustain us from sources unknown, from means, from ways that we didn't even think of, didn't even worry about. Our minds did not even go in that direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for us of sustenance. One is the outward sustenance, which we all are looking for. But even the inner sustenance, spirituality, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for us, will open ways of sustenance for us from where we did not even perceive and even think about. Today, how many people come to us? Maulana, give me a ta'weez. Give me some dua. Give me some wazifa. Show me something. That I must get barakat in my business. I must get barakat in my home. My home, every home practically today is on fire, is like Jahannam. Brothers, we stand in this masjid how many times over? You heard Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, how many other ulama in this masjid and other places mentioning these words? Because we go through it day in, day out, where we see this happening in the community. People come to us, what is the solution? How do I solve my problem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us, He is the one that solves all problems. He is the one who sends the problem. And He is the one who can solve the problem. Only Allah. Remember brothers, we have to adopt this taqwa in lives. In our life, the true fear of Allah, the true consciousness of Allah, in our businesses, in our homes, with our families, with our workers, employer-employee relationship, lessor to lessee relationship, in transacting, in dealing with Muslims, non-Muslims, in all facets and walks of life. Allah's consciousness must be in our lives. The true fear of Allah, Allah will then solve our problems. Allah will then sustain us from avenues we didn't even think of. We didn't even ponder. We never had sustenance from those avenues. Allah will sustain us from there. It is permissible to use the permissible means of the world. A person uses a permissible ta'weez from the right people, in the right context. It is permissible to use it. A person reads some dua, some wazifa. It is permissible to use it. But brothers, do not place your trust on these things. That these things are going to solve. These things are going to solve my problems. A person today can have 100 ta'weez on his body. He can read hundreds of wazifas and du'as. But his income is haram. He is not paying his creditors. He is oppressing them. He is causing Allah's la'nat, curse and anger in his business and life. He has those things in his home and his business and his personal life that is drawing Allah's curse and anger. But he wants to use one ta'weez. He wants to use one wazifa and dua. I said, that will solve my problem. Brother in Islam, that person is nobody but a fool who relies on these things. Rather, change your life. What is the solution to our problems? Allah is telling us, bring my consciousness in your mind. That will bring a change in your life. And then I will solve all your problems, firstly. Secondly, I will sustain you from all different ways and means, avenues your mind did not even go towards. Thirdly, Allah Ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will make every matter of your life easy for you. Allah will make every matter of your life easy for you. That's the third reward and benefit of adopting taqwa, Allah's fear and consciousness in our lives. The fourth benefit, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. Allah will forgive your sins. The fifth benefit, يُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah will increase your rewards. Because obviously you are doing out of Allah's fear. And another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you to differentiate between halal and haram. Allah's fear is in your mind all the time. His consciousness is there. You will be able to differentiate between halal and haram. What is right and what is wrong. And you yourself will know from your inner soul what is right for you to do and wrong for you to do. You will consult the right people, the ulama-i kiram, the pious people. You will consult them and you will abstain from haram and do that which is permissible for you in your life. Brethren in Islam, so many incidents are coming to mind with regards to how people had Allah's fear and consciousness in their mind and how Allah resolved and solved their problems. A lengthy incident is mentioned in hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about three people that were traveling in Bani Israel. As they were traveling, it's a lengthy incident mentioned, this is mentioned in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, where these people were traveling out in the jungles and the weather changed. It became unfavorable for them to travel. They took refuge to a cave in some mountain. Soon as they got into the cave, the weather was not favorable for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such a rock from the top of the mountain, fell and closed the entrance of that cave, resulting in them not being able to come out. What do they do? Do they remain in there and just die? or they turn to Allah. This is our problem today. Only when we have a problem, we turn to Allah. When those bells are ringing, when everything is going good for us in our lives, favorable for us in life, we forget Allah. We don't see the person in the masjid. Where is his dua to Allah? Is Allah only there when there's difficult times? Allah is there all the time. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah Ta'ala said, do not be like those who forget Allah. When things are good, there's no shukr in life. But when things are not favorable, then we come to the masjid. Then we make dua. Then we want to read that wazifa. Then we want the ta'weez. Then we want to solve our problems. But all the time, favorable, unfavorable conditions, these people turn to Allah. Lengthy incident, we don't have much time. The first person says, oh Allah, I had parents and I used to go out, bring milk for them, bring water for them in those days. I used to give it to them first before everybody else. One day I went, I brought it and came. Upon my return, they were sleeping, they were asleep. I waited at their bedside till they awoke themselves and I gave them first the milk and water. Although the others in the home required it first, but I gave them preference over everybody else. And oh Allah, I did this for your pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased. He made the rock move. But still, they could not emerge and come out of the cave. Second person mentioned, oh Allah, I was involved in illicit haram relationship with a paternal cousin of mine. And when we were upon the brink of committing that evil, filthy, despicable act of zina, adultery, fornication, she mentioned to me, ittaqillah. Oh my cousin, fear Allah. Allah is watching. That is why it's mentioned in the hadith, when a person commits zina, adultery and fornication, iman leaves his body. Such an evil, filthy act. Iman leaves his body. At that moment, iman is not even in his body. True belief in Allah. That person cannot be called a believer and a mu'min, a Muslim at that time. Such an evil act it is. La yazni zani hina yazni wa mu'min. At the time when a person is committing zina, he cannot even be called a believer and a mu'min at that time. People complain today, we don't have barakat in life. We are experiencing financial problems, difficulties. One of the major causes, brothers in Islam. I do not say it. Our Nabi Muhammad states, ma min qawmin yazharu fi muzina illa uqidhu bisana. That when a person is immersed in different forms of zina, adultery and fornication of the eyes, ears, mind, heart, physical, in whichever form it be, such people are afflicted with poverty in life of different forms and different levels. So this cousin of his told him, fear Allah. Allah is watching at this time. He said that I immediately abstained from haram and I feared you, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased that this person in solitude, there was nobody there, but this person feared me. Allah made the rock move, but still they could not emerge. And the third person mentioned, oh Allah, I had a worker, an employee that worked for me. He left me without taking his wage. I kept his wages. I invested it. After some while, he returned. I told him, oh my employee, whatever you left behind, I've invested it and I had a huge herd of cattle for him. He was surprised. He said, are you mocking me? Are you sure this is mine? He himself feared Allah. He did not want to take extra than what is due to him. But then I mentioned to him, I invested it in all yours. He was so pleased. He gave me so much of dua. This is what we forget today, people's duas. We oppress people so much, we do not take their duas. So this, he mentions to Allah, oh Allah, I did this out of fear for you. Oh Allah, I feared you. Oh Allah, nobody was watching, but I kept his money, I invested it, and I gave him more than what is due to him. Allah was so pleased, he made the rock move and they all emerged and came out. Allah solved their problem through the barakat and wasila and the means of some good, pious act they did in life where they depicted and showed their fear for Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat that we inculcate in our life the message and the purpose of fasting in Ramadan, and that is Allah's consciousness, Allah's fear at all times. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. والله this blessed month of Ramadan, we've passed through it went through so fast. O Allah, give us the realization that Ramadan has a purpose for fasting. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayah to adopt taqwa, which is the purpose of fasting, which is compulsory upon every Muslim to adopt taqwa in our lives, in all facets and walks of life. O Allah, whether it be in our homes, whether it be in our businesses, whether it be in the marketplaces, whether it be with relationship with Muslims, non-Muslims, in our business dealings, in transactions, in every aspect of our life, whether it be our mu'amalat, whether it be mu'asharat, whatever it be, O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat to adopt taqwa in our lives. O Allah, give us this realization that you are watching us all the time. Wherever we be, whatever we be doing, O Allah, give us the realization that you are watching us all the time. O Allah, give us this realization that the solution to all our problems lies in your obedience. O Allah, give us this realization that we do not, the tawfiq and hidayah, that we do not go towards anything haram. Whether it be regarding our businesses, our homes, in our personal lives, nationally, internationally, give us, give the Muslims at large, give our families, give our relatives, give our neighbors, the entire ummah, the governments of the world, realization that solution to all problems lies in your obedience. O Allah, give us a realization that we fear you at all times. We must realize that you are watching us, hearing us. You know every movement, what we are doing at all times, whether people are there or not there, but you are watching us. O Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayah to repent sincerely to you before the angel of death visits us. Wherever we be, make it be a death, a mubarak maut, a mubarak death, a death upon iman, a death, a pure death, a death of barakat, a death of taharat. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat that we become those pious and obedient servants to you. O Allah, give us a realization that we adopt taqwa in our life, not only in the month of Ramadan, but our entire life. Inna Allahumma laytu salluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضينا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله.